Hi, this is Nick Orton for the Think Big podcast, and today I'm here with Ryan Terry in the Body Power offices. Hello, Ryan.
Hiya, you all right?
So I'm sure a lot of people have heard of you, Ryan, because you're an extremely well-known fitness model now and sponsored athlete for USN. And what I wanted to talk to you about today was a sort of a business approach from you and how you've developed your brand and got such notoriety. I know, a bit like our mutual friend Kurt Miller, you were a plumber as well.
Yes. About 5 years ago now. I used to do plumbing for about 5 years as well. So I did all my level two, level three, and did my gas also.
And were you business-minded then, would you say?
From a young age, yeah, I would say I was quite business-minded. I always wanted to do well in life. Monetary was like financially as well, so I would say I was quite business minded in the fact that I wanted to do well in life, and
And did you like have a business plan, and did you have a set of objectives of what you wanted to do?
From a young age, I had in my mind that I wanted to have my own business through obviously plumbing at the time, and financially be okay, so happy in life through financial gains, and up until I got into the fitness industry, that's all I had my heart set on, really.
So you were pretty driven when you were plumbing in trying to better yourself and do the best you could from a financial point of view.
Yeah, it's something I was always brought up, same as my brother and sister. From a young age, we started work quite early. From 14, we was all working. And to the point where I had three jobs at one point, trying to raise enough money up to get my own house and get on the property ladder.
Wow, so you were doing three jobs at one point.
Yes, yes.
So that you could get money to achieve the plans that you'd got in place.
Yes, I was that desperate to try and get on the property ladder before it crashed and to do well in life. That I was working up, at the age of 16 I had three jobs, and by the time I was 18 I got my first house and renovation project.
Wow, and what was your plan then?
It was basically to build a portfolio up of houses, and to do well in life, really. That was just my main goal.
So do well in life, what is purely financial, was it?
I think so, yeah. At a young age, I think that's what I was brought up around, is knowing financially if I'm okay, for me that was successful. Nowadays, I don't think so. Think as much of the money side. I prefer just enjoying what I do now in the sports industry and stuff like that.
Well, that's really interesting. So how did you then go from plumbing to being a fitness model?
It all looked really. Basically, it all came to a head where I got made redundant from my plumbing job. And I lost a long-term girlfriend at the time. So for me, I was spiraling out of control.
You misplaced her?
We split up over like 5 years we've been together. So for me, I was at a time in my life where things were just not going great at the minute. And a good friend of mine, bless her, she took a picture of me at a local barbecue and sent it into a radio station, which I was fortunate and lucky enough to win that. And it basically just started from there. I got a few modelling jobs from that, and then that's when my career started. From that point, really.
And at what point did you get approached or approach a sponsor?
Basically, I got approached through modelling agencies to represent Great Britain in a big pageant, a beauty pageant called Mr. International. So I went down to the Mr. Great Britain and applied. There was, I think, it was about 8,000 applicants there. So. Right. And I was looking at it again, fortunate enough to win that. And from there, there was a few companies, and obviously USN, my main sponsors now, they came on board and sponsored me. And like I say, it took off, and ever since they've backed me.
Do you put winning those competitions down to anything in particular?
Personally, I don't know, because for me, I like to try and stay positive in life and try and keep pushing goals and I think personable, they've always said I'm quite personable with people and trying to interact with others and stuff. And obviously when you go to something like Mr. International, where there's 42 countries, 42 applicants from other countries, or contestants should I say, and you're trying to interact with them, yeah, you have to be personable. You have to be thinking on your own. What's the word?
Yeah. I get what you mean. So what you're saying is it's you've got to be multifaceted. So it's more than just a pretty face, basically. Yeah. but you know, there's going to be, hopefully, somebody listening to this that is interested in how they make the transition from being into fitness and training hard to becoming a sponsored athlete.
Okay.
So I take it that, you know, you've entered these competitions, you've worked hard and you've shown them that you're multifaceted, so you're not just a pretty face.
Yeah.
Is there any advice you could give to those people on how they could place well in competitions and get publicity from it?
For me, I would always focus on your end goal. So I'd always put, for me, I'd be like a vision board. So for me, it's something where I can look at the end goals.
The vision boards are really interesting because I know we've spoken before about a vision board, and for you, this is quite a big thing. So you have, I mean, I was fascinated to hear this story, that, you know, I think it was January this year, you have this vision board that you put in your cupboard, is it, that you look at every morning, which is your predictions for the year?
Yeah, basically, at the start of each year, I like to do a vision board, and I put it inside my wardrobe, so every morning, when I wake up and I go to get my clothes out, I can see, it just reiterates in my head what I want to do in life and how I need to achieve them goals. And what it was, there was 5 points which I wanted to achieve in this year, which was men's physique pro, first ever British men's physique pro, British champion, European UK, European Arnold Classic champion, and an avenue into America. And to date, I've just hit all 5 of them. So, yeah, for me, I need something that I can look at and a target, a goal, something that I can keep thinking of.
And when we've jumped forward a little bit there, but if I could just take you back to those competitions, those first competitions, did you have a similar vision? Did you set out to win those competitions?
Yeah, anything that I do in life, I've always wanted to win. I never go in there trying to get second place. For me, I put my all into it to get that first place and to win. Through sports from a younger age, that's always what I wanted to do. I was very competitive and stuff like that. So if I ever do enter something, I will always put my 100% and always want to win it and always want to do well in it anyway.
Okay. Yeah. Well, and just going back to the achievements you've done this year, I mean, that is a phenomenal achievement. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Pretty good predictions there. Yeah. So, but what you're saying is that this vision board effectively are your predictions of what you want to achieve in a year. And do you do them every year?
I try to, yeah. If there's certain things that I've not hit in the previous year, they will always go back onto to the next one. But to date, touch wood, I've hit all my targets each year.
Do you break it down anymore, or do you just have the overall objective that you want to achieve?
For me, I do overall objectives. There are sometimes short-term goals where, in order to get that end goal, I need to hit that target first. But I am quite specific in my end goals, that's what I work towards.
Okay, great. And can I just take you back then to being a sponsored athlete?
Okay,
because
sure.
Nowadays we all know you as a USN sponsored athlete.
Yeah.
How did you get that sponsorship? Because again, there's going to be people who want to become sponsored athletes. I mean, I get questioned a lot from athletes saying, how do I get a sponsorship?
Okay.
What would you say to those people?
For me, it's being active, because the sports industry and in the modelling industry, it waits for no one. So if you're not continuously on at people and continuously proactive through social media or anything, you will be forgotten. So if you're wanting to look getting sponsorship from big companies, well, build a profile of your own as well. So then you've got something you can sell yourself as, and it's not just them doing the work. So they can promote you as not just an average Joe from the street. So for me, although I've had great backing from USN and they have promoted me massively, I've tried to build my own profile alongside that, so then I'm giving as well as getting from them as well.
I think that's a really crucial point, because there are an awful lot of people who think that once they're sponsored, that's it.
Yes.
They can just leave it to the company to promote them. But what you're saying is it's a two-way street.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. For me, I feel like that in life, in every aspect of it. You don't give to receive, but... it can work both ways, basically. I've always believed in you need to yeah, actively promote them, and they like to promote me as well.
Yeah, and that's a great attitude to have. So anyone that is listening, I guess they can take from that that actually you can't just sit back and let the company do all the work for you. Yeah. The company, quite rightly, are going to be expecting things from yourself as well.
Yeah, and not only that, there's only, if someone's pushing you or not, they'll only take you so far anyway. For you to keep pushing and progressing further, especially in the sports industry and the modelling industry, you need to be proactive yourself also, or she won't get anywhere. Yeah, that's what I've found. If I ever step back even 2-3 weeks and ease back a bit on work and promoting myself, you're back in the shadows again. So you do need to actively promote all the time and stay focused and stay positive and enjoy it as well.
Okay. And so Ryan Terry then, where is he going in the future? I mean, you've got a vision board for next year, I guess.
I have, yes.
Okay, yeah. And they're staying secret at the moment,
Okay,
so maybe we could guess what they might be. what are you planning to do? You know, what are some of the things that the Ryan Terry brand are going to do?
It's going to be world domination. No, okay. I'm joking. No, for me, I'm still trying to raise my profile. It's always good to raise a profile, stuff like that, but... on my vision board, my end one was an avenue into America, which I've had a new avenue from getting my pro card is to compete in America and build a profile over there also. So I would like to obviously still remain in Europe and in England and still build my profile here, but as well have a go overseas and look in America as well.
And what are you going to do with the profile that you've got? Because you've already done a fantastic job in building your profile up. I mean, you're really well-known, certainly in this country.
Yeah.
And I would say there's various other countries that are getting to know you more and more.
Yeah, yeah.
What are you doing from a business point of view with that profile?
There's like, for instance, next year I'm looking to bring out my own clothing range, so that's something I'm trying to build on from the Ryan Terry profile. There's certain workshops with other athletes, well-known sponsored athletes, where we're linking together to try and give back as well as obviously build a career.
And this is you're doing a workshop series with Kirk Miller, I think.
Kirk Miller, yeah. Basically, that starts in January 2014, and we often get asked how we get into the sports world and how we diet and how we can progress in this industry. So we're putting a workshop, we've linked together because we are both from plumbing backgrounds, so we are from normal average jobs to getting on the front cover of Men's Health, Muscle Fitness, Men's Fitness. So we've decided to make a workshop which is Cover Model Conditioning Workshop, which highlights all the aspects of that and how we've got to where we are now.
Sounds great. Okay, Ryan, well, thank you very much for talking to us on the Think Big podcast, and we look forward to hearing what your vision board says for 2014.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.